just got done with our team and went through it with our coaching staff. But I really believe going in this game that I did. We felt really good about it as a team. Kind of that, hey, some good things took place last week. Let's build on this momentum. Let's take it into the game and see what happens. And you know, I think that for the most part we did in the first half. The defensively, we came out the first two series, played extremely well, had two sacks, sacked by Sendarek, sacked by Chris Smith and Sendarek again. They each got a half. Offensively, scored three out of the first five possessions, put some points on the board, you know, did some good things. In the second series, Blake threw to Marquise on a third and seven, a big get there on the third and seven opportunity, and then Denard with his long run, 16-yard run. So I think there was multiple opportunities that showed up offensively where we produced. Obviously, some of those field goals, we'd like to get touchdowns. But still, with all that being said and done, offensively and defensively, I was just writing it down in here, you know, defensively, 23 yards passing. They were 0 for 5 on third down, 10 points. Okay, sounds, you know, all right, we're capturing momentum. Same thing offensively, 72 yards rushing, 108 yards or 124 yards passing, 4 for 9 on third down, no turnovers, no penalties, 22 attempts, one sack that we gave up, ran 46 plays, time of possession, 18-20 compared to what they had. So everything says, okay, we're capturing momentum. We go in there, could have been, you know, maybe a little bit bigger lead, but that's what it was. Then in the second half, we just we missed some opportunities. And I know the stats prove it, but offensively, we came out in the first three series. And the first series, we ran the ball ineffectively. And we didn't move the ball very well. Gave up a sack on third and 10. That series over. Next series, we had three plays. A third and 11, we threw an interception. So a sudden change for the defense. And then the third series, we had a drop. You know, that we're capable of making on a second 10 that could have had a chance to be an explosive play. And then the fourth series, by that time, it was 24-13. Defensively, it was, a 16-play drive, I think, and we had some penalties in that drive, some explosive plays, some missed tackles, a fourth down opportunity we could have got off the field. Didn't play very well that series. Then the sudden change, a fourth and one, still had an opportunity to make a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. We missed that. And, you know, everything just switched in the second half. You know, I know we scored some, we didn't score any points in the second half, but if you look at the stats, you know, the yards rushing we had dropped dramatically. You know, we had a turnover, we gave up three sacks, we had two penalties. So some of these things showed up in the second half. And defensively too, four series, there was a touchdown, and a field goal that we gave up. And that's uncharacteristic. But the time of possession, I think, is what the big part of it was. It flipped in the second half. And, you know, we missed the opportunity. So I think, you know, that part, I look at it and I think there's something that I could have done. I need to take responsibility for some of this. If we didn't come out in the second half and play like we're capable of playing, you know, I have to take responsibility for some of that as well. And I need to do a better job of getting our guys ready to go and realize the importance of capturing this and continuing that. It is a full 60-minute game. Well, I went in there and we talked about it and said, you know, hey, this is good. We're doing some good things. Let's continue this. And I don't know, maybe a little bit more emphasis on the urgency to come out and you know, with the offense getting the ball right away. I just think that, you know, in my mind, it was set up 13-10. We've got the ball in the second half. We go score, and it's 20-10. It just feels like that game could have been different. In my mind, it could have been different. You know, maybe they had to throw the ball more, and now we're in that situation. We can get our rush going. And I think that's what's probably a little bit most frustrating is that we didn't capture that opportunity.
As Toby said, morale was down in the locker room after the game yesterday, which is something unusual. You don't see that in there normally. Did you get a sense of that? Do you feel like that
well,
was stung?
I don't know. That'd be a great question for him. I wouldn't say it's morale. I'd just say guys were frustrated because, you know, again, it felt like everything was the momentum of last week going into the in the halftime. You know, everything was going, and then it didn't work out our way. So I think it's, you know, disappointment, frustration. I would say that was felt in the locker room, without a doubt.
Now that you've had
go ahead, Justin.
Okay, thanks. essays. Now that you've had a chance to watch the film, how did the offensive line hold up?
I thought the offense played pretty well, the offensive line. A sack. We had, you know, Blake, one thing that I looked at last week, we ran a boot and we said, hey, he's got to get rid of the ball to avoid a sack. Well, that happened twice on sprint passes and a boot that he got rid of the ball, avoided a sack. So if you look at the three sacks, one came on a bootleg. He made a good play. Hopefully we can try to get rid of that one, but it happened pretty quick. The other one was a sprint pass where Blake decided to run and slipped, and they got a sack on it. And then the other one, I believe it was Sam. I believe our tackle got beat. So overall, and if when you look at it across the board, they did a pretty good job. So I thought I was very pleased with the offensive line, that aspect, protection-wise.
Two offensive touchdowns since the bye in those three games. Is it third downs, lack of big plays? What do you think?
I think that you're always looking for explosive plays. It just helps you. You know, there's some. I think that when you're in situations like this, you feel like it's you want to point out things that keep you from scoring. And I think we all need to take a good look at. You know, Clay Harbor had the one. He got hit. He was on the 11-yard line, first and 10 on the 11, you know, after an explosive play. You know, but he took a big hit, and thankfully he's okay. But those plays like that, when they do come your way, you got to make them. And, you know, just like some of our drops that we had, you're really looking for those explosive plays. And when they show up, you got to take advantage of them. And we did on some. Marquise's play on our sideline was a fantastic play, unbelievable play. So we're doing it on some occasion, and we just need to do it more consistently.
How did you feel like Bortles played other than the rollout?
I thought he did some good things. You know, he made some really good throws yesterday. I think there was, you know, I had like five or six throws where, you know, really stood out at me. You know, third and seven to Marquise, the TD to Hearns, scramble on the play to Mercedes, Clay Harbor's play, Marquise on the go route. So I thought he had that freedom, you know, that was back into his game and did some good things there. I know on his zone reads, he was really good on that as far as reading his keys. You know, avoided sacks like we asked him to do. But I think when you look at, I always look at these principles, timing, accuracy, and decision-making for a quarterback. And I think timing and decision-making comes with experience. You know, accuracy, you hope that you have that. But, you know, the timing and decision-making, that's what he's going through right now. You know, we say, hey, it could have happened a little bit faster. And, you know, he had a chance now. Yesterday we had they were playing quarters coverage in Marquise. We had a chance, the penalty, the holding call on Nick. That had a chance for an explosive play, and we just missed it. We missed that one. So that's what I'm talking about by timing and decision-making. And those things will come with experience.